friends and family, members of the community. Within the healing embrace of God's love, we have gathered here on this 25th day of September 2012 to remember and to offer back to God the life of Jack Westfall, and to thank God for the hope we have because of Christ's resurrection. A few announcements as we begin this morning. This is a great time to silence your cell phones if you have not already done so. And the deacons would like to invite everyone to a reception that will take place in the fellowship hall following the service. So we'll exit out those doors and the fellowship hall will be there to your left. Now let us worship God and hear these words from Scripture. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Join me in a time of prayer. Compassionate and loving God, yours is the beauty of childhood, and yours is the fullness of years. Comfort us in sorrow, strengthen us with hope, and breathe peace into our troubled hearts. Indeed, help us to bless you for the gift you gave us in Jack, for the joy he gave all who knew him, for the memories that will abide with us, and for the assurance that he lives forever in the joy and peace of your presence. Guide us through this time of sadness with the light of your love and the strength of your compassion. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand as you are comfortable or able to join in the responsive call to worship that is printed in your bulletin. How good it is to sing praises to our God. God heals the brokenhearted, binds up our wounds. The Holy One counts the stars and calls them each by name. How good is our Lord, lifting us up when we are low. So come, sing to God. We proclaim how great thou art.
My name is Bob Kaiser. I'm a former pastor here and longtime friend of Marge and Jack's. We read from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. It's an appropriate passage that Jack has chosen because it expresses a lot of his life, his ability to deal with the ups and downs, and with a great sense of humor. So I read from the 25th verse. Jesus speaking, "Therefore I tell you, do not be worried about your life, what you'll eat or what you drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe all of you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all those things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God, and his righteousness and all these things will be given to you as well. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today, trouble is enough for today."
From the Gospel of John. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, and I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The writer of John's Gospel attributes those words to Jesus so that we may know that the joy of Jesus Christ is in us and that our joy is complete. And never have I felt that joy was so complete in one person as I did meeting Jack Westfall. Born September 7th, 1918, in a house on Greeley Street on the east side of Rochester, to Pearl and Harry Westfall, he was the first person to ever be legally named Jack in this area, as it wasn't on the list of acceptable names at City Hall. Yet, we all know Jack was a one-of-a-kind type of guy. As it turns out, that was true even from birth. Jack moved from Rochester to Newark and eventually the home he called for many years in the countryside of Marion. In Jack's own telling of his life story, his childhood was full of family gatherings, entertainment, and adventures. Jack loved music, theatrical productions, and performing. When he wasn't the star at a nightclub playing the clarinet or saxophone, Jack was right there dancing along. And it was at a Friday night square dance in 1940 that Jack met his bride-to-be, Marge. In his own words, he described it as love at first sight, and never dated another girl from that night on. Married on a quiet fall September day in the parsonage of the First Baptist Church in Marion, Marge and Jack were blessed with a lifetime of joy together. And their joy multiplied as they welcomed their children, Gary and Jackie, into this world. Jack was so proud of the two of you, the adults you have grown to be, the parents that you are, and now grandparents. Whenever Jack would talk about his grandchildren, I had to draw this family tree in my head to figure out if he was talking about grandchildren or great-grandchildren, because in his mind it didn't matter. He loved you all the same and would take any of you down in a good game of Rummy Cube. Jack abided in the love and joy of God through his commitment to his family, to his friends, and to his church. as a member of Gates Presbyterian Church for 61 years, Jack served faithfully as an elder and a deacon, and always found a way to keep everyone laughing. We can all picture that grin stretching ear to ear, and remember the jokes that sometimes he would warn me, I shouldn't tell this one to the minister. Jack shared his humor and his passion for his community as the youngest master of the Freemasons in the state of New York when he was in Marion. And after moving to Gates, Jack served on the school board. Jack shared his creative gifts God blessed him with through his many employment positions here in the Rochester area. In his retirement, after the kids were grown and starting families of their own, Jack and Marge did a lot of traveling and escaped the cold Rochester winters to the warm sunshine of Florida. Jack and Marge love eating with their friends, playing card games, and being with their family. Most of us never saw one without the other. In his last few months at Hamilton Manor, Jack said that what scared him the most about death was leaving his Marge alone, because she is my wife. What a gift they gave to anyone who could see their love as they laughed together, held hands together, and loved us all together. The Gospel of Matthew speaks great truth that today's trouble is enough for today. And today is a hard day as we remember and offer back to God the life of a man who brought us all great joy. But one of the reasons that this particular scripture passage was so meaningful to Jack is because he believed that no matter what happens in life, God meets us there. God meets us to hold us as we cry and offers us glimpses of the joy we know that Jack shared with all of us through his life. We will miss Jack and the many years he lived on this earth, and this day we thank God for the 94 years that Jack Westfall kept us all laughing and filled us with great joy. To share a few of those memories, the joy that Jack brought us, is his great-granddaughter, Ashley.
Good morning. I am Jack's great-granddaughter, Ashley. Our family as a whole has been blessed to have such an amazing husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, uncle, cousin, and friend. He will be forever in our hearts and greatly missed. We will always remember his great sense of humor, love for gardening, and his huge appetite. We all know he loved his food, especially buffets. He truly loved his family and will always be remembered for the love of his wife for over 71 years. My great-grandfather truly enjoyed Florida, Cape Cod, and camping, also playing board games, cards, puzzles, and catch-up on everything he ate. One of his greatest joys was belonging to this church where we all are assembled today. Thank you all for coming to celebrate my great-grandpa Jack's life.
I'm Gary, Jack's favorite son. Sometimes I wasn't, but most of the time I was. I'd like to share something that Melissa and I discussed earlier. I'm a firm believer that Dad is here with us today. He's here. I'm not sure if it's a celestial heaven that we believe in, or perhaps he's in each one of our hearts, but I truly believe, Dad, that you're with us, and I'm going to talk to you. Sense of humor. Melissa mentioned it. Ashley mentioned it. That's the one thing that I remember about Dad. You were such a funny man. No matter what you did, I think every morning when you woke up, one of your goals for the day was to make somebody happy and make someone laugh and bring joy to their hearts. Sense of humor. Sometimes, as Melissa mentioned, it might have been on the edgy side, but he always made somebody laugh. I can remember many, many stories that he told, and most of them probably couldn't be repeated here. But we all know, and I think we're all human beings, that we realize that everyone has a certain tolerance for what is funny and what isn't funny. But Jack, or Dad, you could make anyone laugh about anything, and I hope that a little bit of it was instilled in myself, because I feel the same way, Dad, that when I wake up every morning, I hope that sometime between the morning and evening, I've made somebody laugh, feel a little happier about themselves, and have a better outlook on life. He's with us today. I think he's got two things in mind. I think he's looking at us or down at us, and he's thankful for two things. Number one, that all the pain, emotional and physical, in his life is gone. We still have it, and I'm a little bit envious of him, because we all share physical pains. We all show emotional pains. It might be something as simple as becoming ticked off at a driver who cut you off on the way on the expressway today. It might be when you roll up to a gas station and see the increase in the prices. It just might be something that just irritates you. Dad, you don't have to worry about that anymore. There's nothing that bothers you anymore. There's nothing that hurts you anymore. And I'm very, very envious of that. And the other thing I think that you're doing right now is you're looking down at us, and you're looking at us, and you're seeing a lot of friends, a lot of family, and you're kind of laughing at us, because all the friends and family that are not able to be with us today, they're there with him. He's got a whole crew sitting next to him looking down at us and laughing and enjoying what he is seeing and enjoying what he's hearing. And I hope that this message is taken by everybody in here. Thank you.
For these memories and the amazing grace that God indeed blessed us with through the life of Jack Westfall. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Creator God, you hold us close at all times in our eternal life. We know that it is from you that we come, and it is to your divine embrace to which we return. It is that knowledge that comforts us all the days of our lives. We give you thanks this morning for the life of Jack Westfall, for all the joy that his life held for him, and for all the joy he brought to the lives of others. We give you thanks for the love he knew from family and friends, and we celebrate the deep love between Jack and Marge, and the love of his children, Gary and Jackie, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. We thank you for his long years of faithfulness to this congregation. We lovingly remember his smile, his humor, and the way he made us laugh. Hear us now as we silently give you thanks for our own personal memories of Jack. Now, O God, to release Jack to you. Look in love on his grieving family and friends. Enable them to find strength in you and in each other. Help each of us to remember Jack in ways that empower us to be like Jack, your faithful servant. Hear us as now we pray together the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you.
God has given us life, and through Christ we have been given new life. And we now commend Jack Westfall to God's merciful care in the faith of Christ our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, and who now lives and reigns with our holy God, the Spirit, one God, now and forever. And may the peace of Christ rule in all of our hearts, so that whatever we do it in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through him, now and